Yeah. But then I don't like when people use this and go, that's why everybody hates America, trying to be deep. First of all, nobody hates America any more than they hate anybody else. How's that? They hate the person next to them more than they could ever hate us. Everybody hates everybody in the world, from what I can see. But now, because of globalization, two countries get into it, everybody else thinks they have to jump in the fight. Right now, the world has the atmosphere of a bar at 3:30 in the morning. A couple of years ago, what happened? Somebody just sly-wrapped us. We're in a bad mood. Somebody hit us. Somebody comes in the bar. The other country's telling us Iraq's in the parking lot. He said, he's got a gun. We're like, what? He's got a gun? We go outside. You got a gun? Let me search you. Get over here. He's like, I ain't going to search me. I don't have a gun. We know there's going to be a fight. We start looking for our friends. We look for France. She's our friend. She's not even in the bar. She's in the back smoking a cigarette, you know, talking shit about us. America, have you seen her lately? She got fat. It's hilarious, you know. We go, Germany, you like to fight. You haven't had a fight in 50 years. We're letting you back in the fight. Come on. I don't wish to be back in the fight. I have changed. The last fight, everyone ganged up on me and I got some muzzle over less kickings. I'm not full of this. Like England, fight. England wants to fight. Yes. Yes. Summon your sinews. Conjure up your blood. Cry havoc. And let slip the dogs of war. Just curious, will France be joining us? Then Australia backs us up in every war. God bless those alcoholics, first of all. But no, because they back us up in every policy we do, and they don't have to back anybody up in anything, because technically, are they part of the globe? No, of course not. I mean, there's six planets closer to us than Australia right now. You know, enough is enough. But they always show up for us, you know, they travel. 40 cartons of cigarettes nobody ever heard of, and 50 cases of beer nobody ever saw before. And they all got those cut-off 70s jeans that are too short. One of their balls is hanging out, but you think it's a pocket. You're like, is that a pocket, Australia? Come on. They're not even embarrassed. They're like, no worries, no worries, no worries. But they always show up for us. America, we need help here. Thank you. I was just going to call. I didn't even have his number. I mean, we go outside. We're like, come on, Iraq, we're going to search you. Iraq won't let us search him. The whole world's watching, like, fight, you know, half horrified, half excited. You know, Iraq dares us to hit him. We hit him, knock him out. Everybody turns on us. You didn't have to hit him so hard. Look at him. He's fucked up, man. We're like, the guy's got a gun. Relax. Let me just get the gun off him. It's probably in his jacket. Maybe it's in his pants, you know. These guys carry shit in their shoes. Remember the shoe ball? Yeah. Did he hand it up to Syria? Somebody get Syria back here right now. I want to talk to Syria. And then the whole world is looking at us like, America, man, what did you do? What did you do? We go, fuck it. He was an asshole anyway. He should have kept his mouth shut.
Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
More like radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Since we were gone for a week, we came back and got her a rawhide bone just as a, you know,
yep,
thank you for being a good girl type of thing. And she's an inside dog for the most part. She has been picking up that bone.
Doesn't know where to put it.
And moving it throughout the house the entire day.
Well, because she's full, but she knows, holy shit, I'm going to want this later.
I need to put this somewhere for snacking later.
And she'll get up and walk across the room holding it in her and we're watching her move it from place to... She shoved it underneath tables.
Somebody's going to get this for me.
What is she doing?
It's just the ridiculous places that she hides it, too. Like, under a table, behind chairs, near the cat. Like, and then she remembers... I think you see her sitting there, then she'll get comfortable, she'll put it somewhere, but then you see her eyes and she remembers She's probably thinking, well, they're going to find it there. Hold on a second. And she grabs it, and, like, she'll move it to another place. Like, it's been every little place in the house you could find it, it's worth it.
This is Dutch and Lawrence. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. I am Joel Dutch Van Weeren here with Royce Lopez.
Hey, what's up?
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
I'll be right back.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
She's actually in Florida.
She's in Florida. She's not here. But in her stead, we have Johnny Cakes and Zari.
Bienvenido. Welcome in. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or you can just go to morelikeradio.com/live. Hit up the chat room where we are live, obviously, every Tuesday night. If you are watching us live and you missed any part of the show, you can always download it later if you go to morelikeradio.com or just search More Like Radio on iTunes or wherever it is that you can get your podcast from, because we record everything for your viewing pleasure. Oh, and also Vimeo. If you want to see the recorded videos, just look up More Like Radio on Vimeo. That's a lot of plugs. Jesus.
Butt plugs.
Too many.
Just feel like I have to fill people in before we get into...
Fill them in their butts.
The excitement that happened this last week. So, what did you guys do this last week?
Who are you asking?
Anybody who will answer first.
Why don't you name names so that we don't step on each other's toes?
Hey, Marie, what did you do this last weekend?
I don't remember. Ask John.
I held a...
I got nervous.
You're an asshole.
Why would you get nervous like that, baby?
No, she intentionally sabotaged it, because that's what she does. Go ahead, John.
Had a GoPro seminar, and we're setting up for Lobster Palooza.
Wait, what? There's a seminar for a camera?
Sounds so good. Yeah, I could see for a film camera.
Because, like, we'll get people coming in all the time saying, like, how do I do this GoPro? Can it go in water?
Hey, what guys, accessory? I'm good at skateboarding. Check out my YouTube page. It's all GoPro videos. Really good.
Exactly. So they come in going, hey, can you guys show me how to operate this? So we're just like, we'll just hold a GoPro seminar and we'll show you how to point and click.
Oh, wait.
GoPro.
So it wasn't like you went to the makers of GoPro who had a seminar and your company sent you there. You guys.
Oh, yeah. I was
actually.
I thought it was GoPro convention for enthusiasts. GoPro.
Actually,
right.
It's funny you should say that, because you think working in the industry that I do, that we would be allowed to go to such things. Like in Colorado, they had the Mountain Games, which was basically a huge convention for GoPro. Girls in the back room that pretty much have Marie's job got to go, but us common folk did not get to go.
So you decided to hold your own.
Well, I mean, I always hold my own, but, you know.
No, you decided to just let everybody know, hey, anybody who's bought from us, you like sent out flyers or a newsletter saying, hey, we have a GoPro seminar that we're going to teach?
Exactly. We did that before with spear guns, like how to shoot a spear gun, how to catch fish. We also did a lionfish seminar, but then we're also setting up for the
end
of July.
Can I ask you a question?
How many people died?
How many people showed up to these things?
Between 6 and 12 people, and oftentimes because they're in the show, people just come in not signing in, and space is limited, so they're like they're standing around.
Ooh,
and like
limited space, so it's something really important.
So is this at your shop, or do you rent out like a hotel ballroom for this?
Like a conference room at a Ramada.
No, we do this in our shop because our store is cheap.
But, like, is there, like, a high demand for this? Do you have people going, like, you know, I really think you guys should have a seminar to teach us how to shoot with a spear gun and what lion... What was that second one you said?
Lionfish? Did you just buy a spear gun? Yes, I did.
We'll get those guys with the Salt Life stickers. They put them on their big trucks that they just got like leased out to like Ford or Chevy, and they'll come waltzing in. They don't like, hey, how you doing? No, I'm fine. Whatever. I'm just
are
looking.
Are you tired of buying spear guns and having your store not train you properly? Well, come down to Sanzari Scuba. We never let anybody out of here without a full training.
Pretty much.
What the fuck, man? This is weird. People don't do that. Who's the one whose idea was this? Your manager?
Because they always come in and they pull us away from like other customers, like asking us like a bazillion questions, like which gun should I use in the water? Why should I use this? My friend said I should use this particular spearhead. Hey, do you guys carry power heads? I'm like, oh, you mean like 40 caliber gunpowder bullet heads? No. Oh, well, what do you guys do about sharks? We don't do anything with them.
So you guys have had enough questions in a month's time where your manager and or owner of the store said, fellas, we have to take care of this constant question that we're just getting at an enormous amount of rate. So we have to do a seminar once a month.
Like it's really, but I'm not going to lie. Like it feels kind of badass that all these people come in. That
because I was thinking you're going to be untruthful there.
No, because like they come in and like they see us and they're like, oh, you guys work at a dive shop. You really don't know how to catch fish and dive and scuba.
Why it's like, would no, they sir. Assume that?
Yeah. But like we'll get people coming in. Oh, my friend told me I needed this gun. I'm like, OK, well, you need this because that gun is too big. Oh, I thought the bigger the gun, the further the distance. Like, yeah, but you don't need that. Shut up, idiot.
I'm amazed you guys have a seminar. Not only, okay, I understand spear gun training, but a GoPro?
Dude, you'd be surprised how many people do not know how to use their GoPro.
It's a camera. Well,
that is a good point because GoPros are pieces of shit with like two buttons, but you need to hold the buttons in certain sequences to actually do anything. Fuck GoPros, I hate them.
You have a beef with, for the listeners who may not know, Mitch is a camera aficionado. Basically just for living, but
I like real cameras. I do not like toys.
You don't like
GoPro? We sell real cameras, but the people go, oh, give me a good diving camera, and I point them over to like the Olympus or the Canons, and they're like, oh, that's too expensive. What about these GoPros? I'm like, oh, okay, so I guess you want remedial shit. So let me tell you what this is.
I think people like it for the simplicity, the long battery life, and the fact that they're like virtually indestructible. So.
And then we'll get the person going, oh, I'm going on a cruise. I don't want to spend a lot of money. So then I show them the 1 megapixel reusable underwater cameras that just so happen to you can take underwater that are
the camera quality. Still use those?
You'd be surprised.
Like the zip one of those ones.
I had to explain. They're like, oh, it feels really light. I'm like, yeah, because there's film in it. Oh, are you sure there's film in it? Yes, sir. There's 35 millimeter film in there. Where do I go to get that developed?
Can't you just get a life-proof case for your iPhone that you have or something?
And they come in here with that. Like, I want a camera case that I can put in my hands. I can go in the water and take pictures. I'm like, okay, well, your touchscreen doesn't work underwater. Why is that? And I had to explain to them, physics and technology.
Don't be getting all sciencey and shit up on me.
Because if you do, apparently, then you'll have to have a seminar for it.
Like Lobster Palooza coming up in the end of July is
what's in Lobster state of, Palooza?
The end of Florida at the end of July we have it's the equivalent to Black Friday. It's four to 5 days out of the week, and it's mini season for 2 days out of the week for mini season. And mini season, it's the season to catch lobsters prior to the actual season. So all these people that have never dove, never caught a lobster, never done anything with the water, want to know, how do I catch a lobster?
So boring and forever taking.
I'm sorry I asked.
I would do that though.
Would you really?
I would, yeah.
It really is a lot of fun, but this year I'm not going to be in the water for mini season because way too many people that are on boats, they don't give divers in the water a 300-foot radius, and they can get hit by a boat or maimed or decapitated.
What's the worst injury you've seen or experienced in your years of diving?
somebody had their wedding ring on a dive boat, and the skin peeled off the bone because it got snagged on a line that was being pulled away from a boat.
Yeah. Jesus.
That sounds
and
like
of course you and then you got the occasional person that like doesn't put the safety on their spear gun, shoots tries to shoot a hogfish, ends up lancing their friend in the ass.
I would start learning how to lobster dive if you got me a lobster, like from the ocean with your hands.
I would love it. It's a lot of fun.
But I won't know that until I see you do it.
Okay, well, lobster season comes up. I will take pictures and I'll be like, hey, this one's for Marie. I call him Pinchy.
Okay, enough about the lobster. Royce and Marie, what did you guys do this weekend? Because Marie panicked or just completely sabotaged everything earlier.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, bore you.
More so the sabotage. Less the panic. We actually started binging the new Orange is the New Black season.
We just finished that up. What are you guys thinking so far?
It's better than last season.
I liked it. I saw some reviews online. People didn't like it, but I liked it.
No, it was better than the last season. Last season got boring for me. This season's actually been pretty entertaining.
I fell opposite.
Really?
Yeah, so did Kelsey. Like, how far are you guys in? I don't want to spoil anything.
Episode 8. We're almost done. We're episode 8, so we're pretty good in.
Okay. Let's just say the season finale... Not like a,
I felt the same thing about last year's season finale. It kind of felt like
there's not like a, one of those things that goes. I can't wait for the next season. Like, what are they going to do with that?
Here's what bothered me with last season finale is that it felt like they had all these storylines every episode, and then the last episode they just quickly end. Like it wasn't a build up to an end. It was like she literally got hit by a fucking car. Like there was no poetic justice. There was no. Like, at least with the first season, you know, when you saw her beat the shit out of Meth Face, it was worth it. You're like, yeah, finally, she's beating her ass. But with this one, it just kind of felt like everything just kind of worked itself out. Last season, I mean. This season's been more entertaining. But what I don't get is that chick, that asexual-looking chick, the one that everyone on the internet's all fucking wetting their panties about.
Oh, Ruby Rose?
I don't... And you know me. I'll be the first one to say a dude's
hot. Oh, the tattoo girl?
Yeah, I'll be the first one to say a dude's hot or a chick's hot. I don't care, but... I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Right? Thank you. I'm glad it's not just me because I like the British accent, but I don't get it. I don't get what the big like all these
Australian accent.
I thought she was really pretty, but everyone's like, oh, you're homophobic if you like her. Like all these girls are turning into lesbian over this girl. I'm like,
wait, if you like her, you're homophobic?
That's why I was seeing some of the news posts on Facebook, and I was like, what the fuck? She's pretty.
She's all right, but maybe it's the hairdo that throws it off because she looks better in that picture that Mitch just posted her in the...
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's just... But once again, even still, I don't... That's what I say.
But like, what did she do prior to this? Like, or
I don't know.
Nothing. This is like the second thing she's been in, I think.
Oh, really?
That's just...
really new.
Yeah, and you know, you could tell, too, because I do like the way...
like Angelina Jolie and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I do like how they...
she has an accent. That's what everyone likes.
I do like how the way for that show, like they interview the creator, that fucking Raja, whatever fucking name is. That
is it a guy or a girl?
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. Rajon Rondo, creator of Weeds also, and also power forward for a point guard for the Celtics.
Mavericks.
You're right. To be fair, come on. Let's be fair.
Whatever team didn't win the finals.
When you think of Rondo, tell me you still don't think of him in a Celtic. Be honest.
Yeah, dude, it's weird.
It's tough. It's weird. But anyway, Rajon Rondo created the show. This chick, but like this article where she goes, I don't give a shit about the awards I win. I'm going to keep casting people. She does cast weird-looking people all the time, which is cool because you do get an eclectic kind of cast. But tell me, and I'm sure you guys will say this, sometimes she could tell she just cast them because they look weird. They're not good actors.
Like you who? Know,
fucking Australian accent's not a good actor.
Well, we don't know she's yet. Not she's good. Not.
No,
really...
she's okay. No, she's not.
We haven't.
The best actor on there is Crazy Eyes.
I agree because she played two people this season, two completely different people, which was amazing.
But she's another person in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what I said. You know who their other character is?
How did he find that? He found her with Justin Bieber.
That happened this weekend.
After I said that. Oh, okay.
Crazy Eyes' other character
is... Let me pull the name up.
Wait, she plays another character?
Yes. Hold on a second. I'm going really slow. Mitch, Google it.
Okay.
Can I just say it's she?
I'm
plays,
not as invested. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She plays the African American guard that joined this season.
Oh,
the one doing that was her.
Yes.
The one doing the theater shit.
Yes.
No, that's
yes.
Her? You're kidding! Wow.
That's
okay.
Her.
What a great actress she is.
Actress.
Whoa! What is that? What is
that
static?
Static noise?
Not me.
I don't know.
I can't
it's
see.
Not me.
I can't see who it's coming from. I can't see who it's coming from.
I can't see who it's coming from either.
I muted every input. It's not going away.
Mute our things.
The phone call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, is it us?
I don't know if it's us. It was somebody from Skype. It's definitely someone on Skype. I don't know if it's us specifically.
I think it's us. Because
let's just hang up and call you guys back.
Wee. All right.
That was weird. I don't know when that happened.
I'm calling him back.
There we go.
Waiting for John to get back on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that noise stopped finally. I don't know what it was.
That was weird. But yes, Crazy Eyes and the guard from this season are the same actress.
I did not know.
And that is impressive as shit.
I didn't realize she looked like that without the getup.
I'm trying to get the information.
I got to be honest. Well, I mean, Kelsey's a lot more invested in the show than I am. I really didn't see much or barely any of last season.
Right.
And I saw a good chunk of this season. But, dude, it seemed like, okay, in the previous seasons, it was all like, you know, it was great in that, like, you know, fucked up shit was happening right after another, and stuff was just starting to stack on top of each other. This season, it was like it was a lot of flashbacks to character development. Like that's
I like when they do those flashbacks, though. Really,
I do too. But this season felt like it was nothing but that. Like full episodes would be dedicated to one character's flashbacks.
I like that.
Yeah, but like nothing. There's no drama. Like what made you fall in love with the show in the first place is what I'm trying to say.
Maul, you can post all the pictures of that chick you want. She still doesn't do it for me.
In a second, I would.
Oh,
first
no,
of all,
yeah.
I thought all those tattoos were fake, and apparently they're not. I guess those are real tattoos.
They're really her, but whatever. I mean, it doesn't just do it for me. I get it. She's different and blah, 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 but whatever.
Dutch, I will completely agree with you that this season is lacking the imminent danger feeling that I got for Piper. And I think it's because last season Piper killed a fucking bitch, so... She got the...
Oh, spoiler.
It was last season.
Oh, Kelsey didn't tell me that part. Who did she kill? I forgot.
Wait, how many seasons behind are you?
Two.
Oh.
And I skipped two, and then I did this one.
All right, you're fine. Anyway.
I just caught up on this season.
Yeah, but you can't say spoilers when you do that.
Yeah, I thought you're completely caught up. Yeah, no. Piper, that was the finale last season. So, like, she has her street cred now, so there's no imminent danger.
I said, I think this season's better than the last one, but whatever. I mean, the show's not...
Well, she fucks over a few... Well, I'm not going to give it
away. I don't get as excited for that show as...
She's becoming, like, kind of like, oh, Piper's a bitch now. Like, towards the end of the season, you kind of...
Piper's always been a bitch.
I don't get that excited for this show like I do with, like, House of Cards, for example.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's okay, but the problem is that I get it, it's prison, but man, they really do make prison look like daycare camp.
Yeah,
girls.
They do. And also, it makes me, this is just me, but it makes me really hate the Latin community a lot.
Oh, I fucking hate him. I'm a spick and I hate him more than anybody. That pregnant bitch, I hate her with every ounce of
being. I can't even get mad at John for that because those characters,
they're the
everyone
worst.
Of the Latino bitches in
oh,
this
because they're all like too quick to
worst.
Think. And then, like, I mean, it's not really like a spoiler, but the one prison guard that had an affair with one of the inmates, and then like he goes off and tries to get in contact with like her side of the family,
and the guy holds a gun to a kid's head, like, fucking, we get it, Hispanics are criminals, we got it.
This show really does make it, like, every bad character in this show has been like Hispanic or like a dude.
Yeah.
And then they're like too quick to judge, and then like they don't apologize afterwards. It's like, look, you're the reason why she got beat up, and you're not going to say I'm sorry. Like, nah, man. Like, no, you're going to take
fuck
my
his Latin
my kid.
Pride.
You're going to shit. Take my kid, and he's going to drive with you because my titi don't want to come and drive him over here. He's getting in trouble. I think it's that black kid.
You know what bothers me about the show more than anything, and I can't stop noticing it? Piper doesn't swing her arms when she walks.
What were you saying, Mitch?
Oh, I was going to say, before you get into that, the chick that plays the new counselor. It's a Birdie Rogers.
Oh, okay.
She's played by Marcia Stephanie Blake.
Oh, it's and not the same.
Crazy
character?
Eyes is played by
Susan.
So Aduba.
Oh.
So you caught us. You caught us being. You caught us being racist.
I completely believe Royce when he told me.
I thought I saw it somewhere online.
Well, then who's the
Did
other
you read
person?
90 that, article?
No.
Well, then who's the other person? That crazy.
I don't remember.
Does Crazy Eyes
just playing one person?
Oh.
And then like do prisons always like lose funding and shit like that? Like you're like, oh hey,
well,
the prison's gonna go under.
I will say the only thing that I did like about it was that they are dealing with something that is real, that whole private parts. Howard Stern's Private Parts. I can't stand that movie. No, I actually like it, but no. The private sector taking over prisons, which is really happening. I did kind of like that about this season. That was pretty cool seeing that part of it. You know how, which it does really happen, but I don't know. The whole fucking, the biggest crime that was happening this season, they were stealing underwear. Like, what the fuck's happening?
They weren't stealing underwear. They were taking loose materials, sewing their
Piper.
Own panties.
Do not defend Piper, please.
But that's what she tried to do the right thing. She tried to show them that they could make more underwear out of the fabric, and they shut her down. So Piper's like, well, fine, I'm going
to
make my own
she
underwear.
She wants to do the right thing. I'll mention it again. She needs to start swinging her arms when she walks because it bothers me. She
Everything bothers you.
Size. No.
And then she keeps coming back to that girl from that 70s show.
Well,
yeah, I'm done with her too.
And then whatever happened with Jason Biggs, I thought he was like,
no, he's
gonna
not
be
even,
married.
He's
with
off
Piper.
The show. He's not
he's
even
done.
On. Oh, he's by the way, season. I think the show is done with the girl from That 70s Show too. No Good. Spoilies, just saying.
Oh, well, what they're just like not going to air anymore, and it's be like, oh, what happened? Oh, she moved to Planet Durunga.
I'm sure they finished up this season, but.
Yeah. Well, no spoilies. All it's on.
No spoilers, no spoilies. But I would like to say
she gets killed in the garden.
For real?
I'm joking.
Asshole. Or how about they all just like broke out just to go in a pool, and it's like, where are the...
Where's my elephants?
The security people to stop them.
We're going
to
finish out the season so that we don't sound like more of assholes talking about it mid-season. But I would say that the opposite of the Hispanic group in the show is the black group. Like, I think the black group is totally cool, and I would hang out with them all the time.
Even if they want to get like kosher meals because they don't like food.
Yes!
I would do that.
That's exactly what
that.
I would
brilliant.
Do.
Brilliant.
That is the best thing ever. They're like, what do you mean? I'm going to say I'm Jewish. They start learning Jewish culture just to get the
and
fucking
I love
kosher meals.
That they had to bring Tank Girl into this season. So now Tank Girl's here. You know?
I love Tank Girl, man. She's so fucking paranoid. But I really thought that she was like an undercover operative to come in and take her out. But she just ends up just being just paranoid.
So, I guess if you know something that happened to me, and I figured I finally wanted to share with you guys. So I have like a lot of I've always shit happens to me on Facebook and stuff. Because to be fair, I ask for a lot of stuff because I'm always starting shit. But I was
are what people would call a troll,
right? Well, you'll like this.
No, he's not a troll because he's not faking.
No, I'm
his
not a troll.
Emotions.
I'm honest. I'm
he's
just
honest.
Really, I don't fake it and just pretend like no. Yeah, women are awesome just because I have a lot. No, I fucking say it. I don't care, but. My point is that this is one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. I have posted a lot of offensive things, a lot of weird things, a lot of fucking things that anyone would be mad at.
Or your opinion.
Yes. Now, what I did was, a couple days ago, I got into my car, and you know how how the cars have inside, how hot it is outside, you know, it tells you. So I sit in the car, and I take a picture of it, because it says it's 109 degrees, you know, because that's how hot it was.
And there's a picture. Thank you, Mitch.
And I post, and I said, oh, a nice chilly day in Florida. Just a dumb, stupid post, you know?
But it's not chilly. It was 109 degrees outside.
I know, that's a joke. So
you have
anyway,
a very dusty car.
I know. So then I scroll. I get a first comment. It's like someone, oh, yeah, it's hot over here, too. Second comment, this Robert Tenuto guy. Imagine what hell would feel like. I think that's a joke, so I click like. Robert Tenuto again. I'm going to read it verbatim. When you gonna come out, Royce, and show these people spelled PPL, the inner man, the one that you feel you need to keep captive because you feel you'll lose a few fans. To be more precise, the kind of gentle and caring Holy Spirit man.
To be fair, you did like his first post. You asked for it.
Okay. So this guy wasn't like trolling you from previous posts. He just decided just
first
in this
time he's
like,
ever
picture.
Interacted with me.
He's can like.
Okay, can I ask what your relationship is with this guy?
Nothing. I have a public profile. He follows me. That's all I know. Because of the radio show, there's a lot of weird people that follow me. But anyway, okay. I reply because I need to, because I wanted him. I first off thinking this guy's, he knows, he follows me. He knows what I talk about, you know? I said, hell would be nicer than this humidity. And I said, Holy Spirit, this is me, pal. I don't do anything for fans. So rub your Holy Spirit in someone else's face, blah, 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 blah. But I did say, please feel free to call in and convert me. He said, it be better, just the letter B, be better I did than when God calls your name. And sorry, son, you do it for your fans. Have you ever gotten really ill when you did and called on God? Like me, our mouths get us in trouble. And clarity, it's Jesus that converts and sends vessels. You are Paul or Pharaoh, and you are name has come up.
Okay, first of all, I was going to say,
it's so hard to read this guy.
It really is bad.
I just posted it.
I just want to take offense to at the beginning where he assumes that you have fans. First of all, nobody of our listening audience likes you.
No, I get that.
It's all me.
Yep.
So that's but the like, first thing I think offense
of. He was making it sound as if we were like this like nationally publicized like radio show station.
Yeah. Oh, no, we are.
Anyway, I said, oh, and I may be an atheist, but whatever. At least I know how to spell. Trying to sell me on the word of God, but you cannot be bothered to spell you correctly. Then he keeps going. Oh, then I'm just confirmation. Once he starts a good work in us, he will complete. And yes, some churches do many horrific things. I am sorry you went through that. God bless you with success.
You didn't mention anything about churches.
God bless you with success and popularity. That's debatable. We still have our own seat. I am not selling nothing. Double negative. I am telling you, Jesus loves you and won't let you perish.
Oh, Jesus does love you.
And it's 88 comments now. And I stopped talking, but him, just other people. John, I love John. Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like John?
No, because I thought it was a bit. I thought he was being, and I was like, and he wouldn't give me an answer. He was making fun of me, saying that I was a superhero. He started going on my Facebook and looking at all my photos, and then he sent me a private message. And I'm like, dude, what's your fucking problem?
He sent you a message first, or you sent him a message first?
I didn't send him shit. First, I went on his page and I saw that Royce was friends. I was like, okay, he's a friend with him. And I saw it's Key West. Like, oh, it must be a friend from Key West. And I'm like, he's 70 years old. Like, why are you hanging out with old people?
I don't know. I don't remember.
The man's 70 years old?
He's not 70 years old.
No, 1970.
Yes. That's a big difference.
I don't even know if that's even his real name, but like, because the reason why I was asking if it was a bit, because like usually these people that do these things, they have a fake name so they can like, and then he didn't have a real profile picture.
And then he posted, and M, since you've memorized the Bible, you'll know the fine line you're touching by condemning the Holy Spirit. Don't shoot the messenger. I wrote, I'm sorry, but is this even English? Are you speaking tongues?
Are you condemning anything with a post that it was 109 degrees outside?
Remember, guys, I want to back this up for a second. I posted a weather comment.
Back that ass
up. I just want to be clear here. This wasn't... I have made posts about abortion, about feminism, about fucking ridiculous things, dude. Ridiculous things.
How dare you talk about hell being only 109 degrees?
Pastor Royce knows that hell is exactly 125 degrees.
No more or no less
than 125 degrees.
Praise Jesus.
I believe halfway through that conversation, I didn't want to participate in any of that back and forth. So I just commented with the hashtag too long didn't read. And I was like, when did Christians start
talking
trolling?
About like David Blaine and Chris Angel, how much he likes Chris Angel.
I have no idea how I got to
I'm
that.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck is Timothy? What is your problem?
I don't know. It went from this to street magic. I don't know what's happening. I'm really confused now. I have no clue. But all I know is I just wanted to say it was hot in Florida, guys. I didn't want to know any of this. I don't want your laugh.
I don't get it. Is this person trying to come into the chat room? Who's this error correction 503?
I don't know. That error connection has been happening for a bit. Something's up with the site, but it doesn't matter.
You're an error connection.
But it is
But
funny.
They do all this, and they never want to call in.
I told them to call several times, and then I started getting really mad at him. And then he said, oh, are you like Bubba, Bubba the Love Sponge, who has interns do blah, blah, blah. Like, he was just like, what are you talking about, buddy?
I was like, we don't have interns.
Is he a Bubba troll, you think?
No. No, this guy's really Christian. If you go if you go through his profile, he's like, he's for realsies. And then I said, you should call in. I'm going to give you a platform to spread the word of God to people who have never heard it. But your fear of me prevents you, which means I am your God and you fear me. Hashtag Book of Royce. Now I'm going to, I don't give a fuck.
You're like, fuck it. If I'm going to do this, I'm all in. DEF CON.
I'm going in for a penny, in for a pound, I always say. And then I started saying all Christians are cowards. I really just started ripping him because I'm like, done.
At that point, it's like,
at first I tried. I really did go, what do you want?
I'm going to give him what he wants. Uh-huh.
And then he said, like, you can Google me. You can see my police record. I'm like, I don't give a shit about your police record, man.
Why? Does he have a police record?
He said he does.
Yeah, which one? The one with Don't Stand So Close to Me? That's a good song.
Yes, I really love that catalog.
There are so many comments on this thread.
I just posted the weather.
That's the thing. That's like what happens when you start fighting with a chick. You start in one area, and then it just, you know, you start out with, could you maybe use your blinker the next time we take a right turn or whatever?
To go,
and then it ends up with, I hate your mother and father.
We've had that. I've had a fight like that with Marie over driving. Was just, it
starts out there, and then
it was just started with like, hey, I got this, I know what I'm doing, to then it just, you're like an hour in, you're like, now I'm invested.
You're belittling me.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. That really does.
How do I belittle you?
It's embarrassing.
You just do.
It's embarrassing.
You can't just say you just do.
I know. It's embarrassing, really. When you really think back at some of the stupid
that wasn't
shit.
A direct conversation I had recently.
No, I know. I get it.
And then, like, has he spoken to you since, or was that just, like, him just venting off steam?
No, I mean, but then he posted one more thing on another comment, and I was like, what is this guy doing? Like,
he's your biggest fan.
Apparently.
What, like Robert De Niro in The Fan?
Like, yeah, I guess so. He's going to try to throw a fastball at my head.
He really wants you to love Jesus.
Man, that's fucking annoying.
But why don't you love Jesus already?
Because you don't leave me alone.
Stop pretending like you're some big shot for
your
fans.
I'm not being anything for fans. If anything,
you're hiding. If
anything, this guy has it all wrong. If I was nicer, I might have more fans. But my opposite is my mouth prevents me from having them because I'm an asshole.
You are pretending to be something you're not, and you're hiding the inner Jesus.
No!
Let Jesus.
Oh, maybe all your commercial spots are going to, sponsors are going to leave you because you don't believe in God.
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 There's nothing worse than someone who had a life of either disrepair or of bad shit happening to them who freshly found God.
The worst. And then they talk down to you?
Yeah. Well, basically, like, prison converts are the ones who are the absolute worst because they feel like, you know, they probably in their heart feel like they're doing the right thing. Like, I got to go out and convert everybody. And it's just they're the most aggressive. Those ones that are pounding on your door. Mm-hmm. Going, like, have you heard about the word of the Lord? You know, it's just like, all right.
So, yeah,
people that are like alcoholics and then they go to AA and then they go to all their friends like, yeah, I'm just apologizing for that. And I found God.
Yeah,
maybe you should find God too.
Yeah.
I love the people that fucking get into AA like too early. You know, it's like, how could you have known? Like the people that are like 19 and in AA. You're 19.
We're sophomores in high school.
How do you know? What's wrong? You haven't lived enough to know you haven't had alcohol enough to have a problem with it.
Those are the ones who like want to be a part of a group because they couldn't make the football team. They've already made the decision to be straight edge. So they're like, oh no, I'm an addict.
You know who's funny who is like that? And I do like his comedy, but like, for example, like one of the bigger people, like Jim Norton, for example, like he went into AA when he was 18 years old. But like,
are you serious?
Yeah, dude, I read about it.
I was making a joke. Like,
no,
read his
book.
Whoa, you read?
Read his book. Yeah, he went to AA when he was 18 years old, and 18 or 19, something ridiculous, under 21. And he's just like, that's it. I'm like, how do you know that? Like, I just feel like.
Does he have like a super addictive personality?
I have a problem.
Like,
ever again, I'm crazy.
Yeah, that's it. No, I can't drink because I did something bad once.
At first, I thought it was like a disciple or a friend of Ryan, or it was Ryan, but then I guess it's not.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't care.
Why did Puff Daddy hit somebody with a kettleball or a bell?
Because he's fucking Puff Daddy.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay. It says, well, I refuse to call him Diddy. Daddy arrested for allegedly attacking someone with a kettlebell at UCLA. UCLA said no one was seriously injured in the alleged attack, but it was a, quote, unfortunate incident for all parties involved.
A kettlebell is not a great weapon.
Football coach Jim Mora had said in a statement. let's see. Rapper Sean Combs was arrested Monday on suspicion for assault with a deadly weapon, in addition to other charges, after he allegedly attacked someone at UCLA with a kettlebell. Apparently, well, I'm just going to... Well, okay. Sean Puff Daddy Combs' son, Justin Combs, is a defensive back on the UCLA football team.
Not anymore.
Well, essentially, I guess what happened was that I guess the strength and conditioning coach, who, incidentally enough, you remember, do you, Royce, maybe you, and John, maybe you guys remember this. Remember that play during, I think it was last year or the year before, I think it was when the Dolphins were playing the Jets. Someone was running down the sideline, and the strength and conditioning coach stuck his leg out and tripped the guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And they caught it on camera.
Well, that guy apparently got his ass handed to him with a kettlebell by Puff Daddy because he was, I guess he was ripping into his son about being a pussy or something like that in the weight room. So
you got hit with a kettlebell?
Again, the one I have here was like the first release, and they don't have more details.
Why would Puff Daddy hit someone with a kettlebell?
Try that shit with Snoop Dogg's son. His I don't know how good Puff's son is, but Snoop's son is a fucking beast.
Let's see. Well, no, this is, well, apparently, I guess 50 Cent was trashing him. It's not an important story. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, no, not Fitty.
Diddy arrested after fight. Why do you switch it from Daddy to Diddy, by the way?
Because.
Same reason why Snoop Dogg is Snoop Lion.
I thought it was because he wanted to rhyme with Dua Diddy.
Let's see here. Oh, here we go.
I like when South Park made fun of all his like kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. We got a new story. Let's just play from here.
Yay.
If it will play. You know how like those news sites have their own players?
The rap mogul arrested, accused of attacking his son's football coach with a kettlebell. Sean Diddy Combs was taken into custody at the UCLA Athletic Center right after police say that he assaulted the coach. Combs reportedly wanted to meet with the coach about his son who plays on the college team. Things then escalated when the coach refused, and that coach was not hurt in the fight. Combs now faces charges for assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and making terror.
Hold on. Can you back up to how she said Combs?
Combs.
Some Diddy drama.
Just leave it. It's fine.
Dude.
Combs now faces
charges. Combs. Sean Diddy Combs. Oh,
hurt
God.
In the fight. Combs now faces charges for assault with a deadly weapon.
What would your action hero like one-liner be when you hit a football coach with a kettlebell?
That was like your superhero weapon.
Like rep this, or
my would be get off my plane.
No, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
You got to go with the kettlebell angle.
Because, I mean, it's funny because I'm sure a football coach would use a kettlebell to torture his football, you know, athletes with monotonous, repetitive exercises.
Oh, okay, I got one. Don't call the kettle black.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Good job, John.
Thank you.
Well, apparently, I guess Puff Daddy is constantly at every single...
Can you just call him Sean? Because I can't call somebody a 50-year-old man Puff or Pip or Diddy. I just can't do it.
All right, Tupac's bitch.
There you go. That I can deal with. Yes.
Oh, no, not Tupac. Sorry.
No, that
Biggie's
works.
Biggie's bitch. Well, but Tupac's bitch at the
also,
same time.
Yes, yeah.
So I fucked your bitch.
Fat motherfucker.
apparently, he's been at every single UCLA football practice. He's constantly trying to talk to all of the coaches, asking why his son isn't getting more reps.
Maybe because he sucks.
He's a helicopter dad.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no. Here's the difference, though.
You know what's funny? Here's the difference. He's a helicopter dad who literally owns a helicopter.
Helicopter dude. Right.
Does he wave his shirt around like a helicopter?
No, that's Petey Pablo.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, now fucking any Carolina shouldn't be waving anything at this point, but you know.
Oh, Carolina, wave your shirt off like a helicopter.
By the way, Dutch, are we done with Diddy? Because that's something I wanted to talk about.
I was just going to say real quick, he's not the only Rap Stars kid that plays for the Bruins this year for UCLA, because Snoop Dogg's kid, Cordell Brodus, who's actually really good.
Yeah, he is good.
He's their starting wide receiver. So,
it's not.
Yay, that's good.
Dude, do you think that's what's going on? You think Snoop Dogg's just like, yo, man. Sorry about your kid getting on double.
The East and West rap battles are coming back, homeboy.
That's what it is, dude. Oh, because, yeah.
It's happening.
What it sounds like, anyways.
It is, man. I'm telling you. I fucking hate Puff Daddy, by the way.
That's probably what's going on. He's probably shit-talking, going, man, yo, cuz my son's starting. And he's just like, what's your kid doing on UCLA? And he was just like, he's the second team special teams kid.
Yeah.
Nah, man, my kid ain't gonna be no special teams, man. Man, that happened with me with Bigger. I ain't gonna be no special team.
Dude, he probably pays for the best trainers for his kid. Like, well, whenever he gets
home, this is how I would explain
it. Diets and
this is how I would explain it to fucking Diddy if I was the coach. I'd be like, well, here's how it is. Let's pretend our team is Bad Boy Records. Okay, we're all pretending that. Cool. Snoop Dogg's son, he is our Biggie. Your kid is our Mace. Now leave us alone.
I always liked.
You did not like Mace. I know he was.
I did like Mace. Don't you?
I know he was the world's first autistic rapper, but you don't have to like him. Do Mace got?
That's right. He was autistic.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, do Puff drive?
That was his style. Everybody had to have like their own character when they were doing it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
You didn't like. You love Mace.
You know your problem is you got a PhD, player hating degree. Dutch, I do want to talk about one of your favorite women of all time, Lena Dunham.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jeff Dunham.
May I say that that meme we made out of you saying Lena Dunham, that girl at HBO who takes her clothes off all the time and no one wants, got a lot of play today, because apparently this article came out. Lord and Lena Dunham say women who denounce feminism just haven't been educated. In a recent interview with Dazed Magazine,
women denounce it.
Oh, let me finish. In a recent interview with Dazed Magazine, Lena Dunham and Lord said that women who denounce feminism maybe haven't been educated about feminism. Lena says, "I feel like there have been a lot of journalists asking young women about fem." By the way, the same Lena Dunham who diddled her kid sister. I feel that, and that's not allegedly. She did it. She said it in her book.
I was about to say, do we have to say
that? No, she said it in her book. It was in her book.
She fondled her sister?
Yeah, look it up, Mitch. Pull it up. She diddled her sister. When they were younger, but she was old enough to know better. I feel like there have been a lot of journalists asking young women about feminism and trying to trick them into denouncing it or making uninformed statements recently. My opinion is that people want to go to do a gotcha on girls that maybe haven't been educated about So basically they're saying that if you understand feminism, how can you not be a part of it? You're stupid otherwise. I don't know about you, but lately, and maybe you guys tell me, maybe if it's just me, but have you guys seen a lot more militant feminism going on now online than ever before?
Yes.
I know why.
Why?
Che Guevara?
Because they see the gays and the blacks taking like the spotlight of what everybody considers like civil rights. And so the feminists are just like, fuck, we got to get in there to get our voices.
Here's the problem. My opinion.
What about a gay black feminist?
That's
probably
a unicorn.
Powerful. That's this side of a superhero.
That's like a level.
That's like Galactus.
That's like a level 8 dragon. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking, come on. But I think that, but see, the issue is that even like, for example, like gays, they want, oh yeah, we want to get married. We want rights. You know, we get that. And women do have something that they should, yes, they are not getting equally paid. No matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. It's true. They're not. They don't get paid the same amount of money. However, that stuff, when they talk about that stuff, I don't get mad. You're right. You guys should get the same amount of money. Fight for it. I do get mad now that they also feel that feminism encompasses body shaming, that anyone who's fat and on the beach with a bikini is brave or you're a misogynist pig.
Oh, she's so brave.
She's so brave.
So brave.
And that's the problem. It's become militant. It's man-hating. It's like a female version of No Ma'am from Married with Children.
I love that show.
It's vicious. They if you are not on board with feminism,
is it vicious? Katie, what do they do?
For example,
what do they do to you, Royce?
They touched me in my no-no area. No, Katy Perry, for example, said that she wasn't a feminist, and she got the biggest backlash of feminists just attacking her
Because now you are bullied to being a feminist if you're a woman. If you say you are
but
not.
But Katy Perry sung about hearing her roar and about kissing a girl and liking it.
That, I know.
Why would feminists
oh, here it
hate
says
her?
It. Here it says it. In 2012, Katy Perry got lashed by the media when she said she wasn't a feminist. After being named Billboard's Woman of the Year in 2012, she told the magazine, "I am not a feminist, but I do believe in the power of women." After 2 years of bullying from online feminist mafia, Perry decided to change her opinion. In 2014, she replied, asked again if she was a feminist. She responded, "A feminist? Yeah, actually, I used to not really understand that word." So now they basically are being bullied into
even
being
her too.
Yes.
The thing is, she's got cotton candy for a brain.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. But like, you know, when she first started out, she was kind of like the, you know, like what Pink was, except she was kind of dumb, like, you know, whole like, fuck it, I'm gonna get fucked up and I'm like the party pops girl, you know, like, and now she's, yeah, she has basically somebody telling her, no, you have all these people, you know, basically looking up at you, these little girls, you have to become a feminist. She, I don't think she's someone to look at. She's just dumb. I hate her.
Whatever happened to artists just playing music and then us buying it and listening to it, enjoying it?
Well, I mean, that's one thing, but it's not as entertaining as having lots of side drama.
Is everybody not listening to each other? Like, what's going on right now? Is it Skype?
No, I hear you. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're listening. We're just not trying to talk over everybody.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
It was just,
I don't want to be rude.
I don't know if it's cutting out for me or what's going on, because like apparently if one person talks, nobody can hear anybody else. Like, I'm getting confused here. Skype
maybe
sucks.
You are. I'm fine. I hear everything fine.
I'm hearing
I know
everybody.
You guys can hear everything fine. I can't.
John is too, and he's not even here.
Yeah.
Well, if John can hear everything fine, then it's
yeah.
Sorry. I was going to Google something and then it started playing a video, but talking about feminism, I heard today that the trending most popular 2015 baby names so far are all gender neutral names, because
like Austin.
No, even worse than that, like anything a parent can think of to not signify in an email whether or not the person you're calling is going to be a man or a woman on the other end of the line.
Milk
you have to
jug.
Fucking figure it out. I really hate that. Like, I started working with somebody whose name was Poe, and I'm like, I don't know if this is a man or a woman. I'm
Poe
pretty sure it's a
show.
I'm pretty sure Poe is a man, like Edgar Allan Poe. I was wrong. It was a woman.
Poe for Pauline.
Why would they use that as their first? Is that their given name, or they were just like, no, I'm gonna be one of those people who's obnoxious and gives my nickname out to people?
It turns that out one. It was short for Poe Abbey.
Ew.
Because that makes sense.
How about Potable?
Abby, what ethnicity is that?
I'm going to guess she's some sort of Asian, but I'm not entirely positive.
Poe Abby.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Normally Asians give their, you know, when they move to America, they give themselves the most English name ever. It's like Billy Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Yeah, because they changed the first name, but the last name is still impossible to pronounce.
Right.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm just, with me personally, it's just been a fucking cavalcade of just everyone has to be accepted and everybody, you can't say this and everybody hurts and now the fucking rebel flag and
we're going to go so far into being our own selves and individual and unique that we're going to backlash and we're all going to like turn uniform and have uniform haircuts and wear the same things and have the same names and have the same looks so that no one can judge anyone anymore.
Well, everyone doesn't really understand how free speech works. You know, you still got people that graffiti over like people's like own personal property. It's like, it's free speech, man. Like, no, that's vandalism.
Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. We see it in like just regular mainstream media, like with all the political correctness. I've never seen more non-political speak going on, though, on the internet, though. Like the amount of trashing that I get. Or that we get as a show.
You're right. Hold on.
How horrible people are on Twitter. Like, everybody, everybody like wants to tote this whole thing of like, oh my God, we're becoming such pussies. People have, it seems like they're getting meaner because they have the anonymity.
Let me explain.
Whatever that word is, behind it.
You get a pass because I fucked up privatized earlier. Look, I guess it all depends on what you're looking, because I do see more viciousness, but the more viciousness now is attached to a cause. Like, it's not people being mean just to be mean. At least the people, and I really do try to follow a neglected group of people, like really different kinds. And I literally will have both sides arguing.
Neglected groups of people?
Eclectic.
I heard.
I was going to say neglected. I would say.
Well, you know what? Hold on. You know what, Dutch?
I don't know. Albino midgets.
Dutch. You know what? They'll probably also neglected people that no one else accepts. But that might also is also accurate. So I won't take it back. But no, it's funny because all I'm seeing right now, at least me, at least our articles everywhere and people comment section, it's everything. You know, today, for example, the big issue today was the Confederate flag. I'm sure you saw that everywhere, right?
Yeah.
The Confederate flag, we got to take it down. And it wasn't just in news articles. It was people in comments, normal people fighting about things that they don't understand and they don't care about. And for example, the other big thing that everyone's losing their minds about was that kid who shot up the church. Apparently, after the cops arrested him, they took him for Burger King. And everyone's saying, how come he gets Burger King? He murdered people. These people don't understand. And listen, you know, I am the first one to hit not like cops, but I have to give cops credit. The cops are trained. When you have someone who did that, you want to get on their good side to get as much information about where he got the gun, what he did, does he have any more plans? So yes, you will take a suspect like that to Burger King to get him to talk. It doesn't mean he's still not going to be put to death, but these are the things that people are fighting about. And yeah. And somebody put it in perspective.
You better not have supersized that meal.
Yeah. Somebody put it in perspective, like today, like this week, they had those videos, and I'm sure, I don't know if you've seen them, but ISIS killing people by putting them in a cage and just putting the cage in water and drowning them, or these kids that they hung up by their hands because all they did was eat when they were supposed to fast, and they've been hanging up now still for 24 hours by their wrist. Aww. And the town. Now, that's going on over there, and Sean said something, too, that was brilliant, because I posted the same thing about this fat shaming thing is ridiculous. And, you know, and she's so brave for being at the bikini and being fat. He goes, imagine being a woman in Africa where you have to walk 30 miles to get water and your children die every day because of the disease you can't cure. And those are brave. You're calling these fat bitches in bikini. And it's true. Like, we've become so used to, like, I believe that, and honestly, the way I'm seeing it, it's like the WALL-E future. We keep getting more and more comfortable to where we want the world to bend around this social thing. We are, I don't think, no matter how, even in the perfect utopia, because the people are ever going to be happy. They're always going to find something to be offended about. They're always going to find something to be mad about.
I'm offended that you think I would be offended.
For example,
things.
Hillary was the first one who came out and said, we got to take the Confederate flag down.
Well, that sounds like her.
Yeah, it does. And then they find out that in 1992, they had campaign buttons that had the Confederate flag on it that said Clinton and Gore in the southern states to get people to vote for them.
Well, yeah, because she's from Arkansas.
Fucking hypocrisy.
No, she's from Arkansas.
And by the way, somebody else today, Dutch, used this argument to me, and you're going to love it. Like, you know, I think Mersh posted, like, you know, it doesn't matter whether you like the rebel flag or not. It's like the South isn't going to rise again. You guys aren't going to win. Like, you know.
They might.
And some guy said, well, the flag means history, blah, 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 blah. And Mike had a good point. He goes, yeah, but losers don't get flags. And, the guy started saying, well, actually, the rebel flag is the battle flag for Northern Virginia. Wasn't even a Confederate flag. And I said, okay, yeah, that's true. So you're telling me that the hicks in Alabama that are shooting black people, the Confederate flags, because they're proud of the Northern Virginia Army, you fucking shitbag?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's exactly
And
it.
By the way,
They call people from Virginia faggots.
Yes, Northern Yankees. They call me Yankee faggots. Like,
they're not really South, them faggots the from anywhere. Faggots. Dude, South Carolina could suck my dick for all I care.
Or better yet, I'm actually surprised no one's given shit for the Florida flag. The Florida flag's got the red X going across it with our government seal in the middle. I'm surprised nobody hasn't given shit for that.
Why would they give shit for that?
Why would they?
Because it looks really close to a rebel flag.
Yeah, but Florida was never part of the Confederacy.
It looks fine. I looked up some of the. So here, I found some of the.
No, that's why I wasn't.
I found some of the gender neutral.
There was Spain Jr.
Right.
I found some of those gender neutral baby names that are up and coming. Have you guys met anyone named London?
No, the city.
No.
No, as a name.
The Broil.
The movie.
Reagan and Sydney Bailey.
I've met a Bailey. And she was stripping down
Bailey
the street
J.
Kennedy
a cabaret.
Kennedy has a first name.
Peyton.
I've heard a girl named Kennedy. Yeah.
Peyton. P-E-Y-T-O-N.
Peyton Manning.
This is the greatest.
No,
Skyler.
I met a Skyler.
I want to kick
Brooklyn.
I want to kick babies who are named Skyler.
Riley.
Harper.
I know Riley.
Harper.
I know Riley. I actually
Avery,
have two Rileys.
I know Harper.
Blake.
Ah.
Easton.
Oh, God.
What
yes.
is it?
Easton.
Like the baseballs?
Like the bat?
Like yeah. Easton, Maryland. Like Easton.
Like Easton aluminum baseball bats.
Or that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Owen.
That's okay.
And then there's normal ones that are Alex, Ryan, James. I don't know a girl named James. I don't know how that can be gender neutral, but I guess so.
I know Ryan can.
If his name was, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And yeah, as he said, Topaz in the chat room says, I don't give a shit about the Confederate flag. It's a damn flag. Exactly. Like, I don't care enough about it. Like, but this is the one point that I will say, and I think you don't want to stereotype people. Well, no, I mean, I do, but normally people don't want to stereotype people. But I have never walked up to a gentleman wearing a Confederate flag shirt and hat and had a great intellectual conversation with him.
Why not?
They're usually sitting down in their lawn chair with a stack of empty Natty Ices next to them.
Maybe you're not like, trying hard
I
enough.
I never walk up and go, wow, you know what? That guy with two teeth in the Confederate flag shirt, he really opened my eyes about politics.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't try.
I've really
He's
got
this. Gumption.
Yeah. I think he really opened my mind.
I feel like you're judging him prematurely. Maybe he's very wise.
I don't know. Maybe he's every time he gets smarter, he loses teeth because I don't really.
It
don't
could
believe
be.
That.
Maybe he's thinking
could be all the
so
meth.
Hard.
Now a bunch of companies like Amazon Dutch said they're no longer going to sell Confederate flag stuff, and all these eBay says they're not going to sell Confederate flag stuff. And
yeah, but there are the thing
but
is.
What if I want to get my ninth? What if I want to get my diecast General Lee?
Oh no, I never get mad at private companies. Private companies
yeah,
should
people,
be allowed to
money
do that.
Making endeavors.
Oh,
I
yeah.
understand they're like you know
this is smart.
Them,
it's business.
They're not bending to pressure. They just don't want to lose sale.
Oh no, I don't blame them at all. Not even a little bit.
I blame them 100%.
Well, that's weird.
I blame it on my ADD. Yeah.
Sale.
Whenever something wrong happens.
More like radio, less like crap.
You can finish that after the break, Marie.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a
what was that word again?
Strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station. More like radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
You ever wonder what goes on at MoreLikeRadio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, Punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
You forgot something! You're doing it wrong! You're supposed to have cars there! Are you pulling or are you pushing? Hey! Are you pulling? Or is that one pushing? I just want to know! Because you're supposed to be pulling some trains, but you're doing it wrong!
I was born with the wrong sign, in the wrong house, with the wrong ascendancy.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you guys want to get in touch with us, or you can follow us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Shim Heil, Dalai Lama, and John's Epitome. Sorry, I'm blanking out on anything else I have to be mentioning before.
I believe that is everything we need to mention for the moment.
Oh, Vimeo.com.
Called love.
Vimeo.com if you guys want to check out any of the recorded past live shows that we have, or just, like I said, MoreLikeRadio.com/live.
Yes, all of those things work very well.
So, sorry, I just was, I'm not even, this is going to apply to no one except me.
Maybe the me. Okay,
none of you guys are baseball fans, I know.
I'm
but,
the biggest baseball fan there is.
Well, this is just a weird story. Okay, so the Phillies, my team, Philadelphia Phillies, they lost 19-3.
Now, who are the Phillies?
They're a baseball team from Philadelphia.
That's a good name. Now, what's baseball?
Okay, it's a
delicious cheesesteak.
I'm not doing this. So anyways, they lost 19-3. They at one point had ran through all their pitchers who apparently liked sucking dick rather than warming up. So they actually had...
Oh, I like that better too.
They brought in their outfielder, Jeff Francona, to pitch like the last part of the seventh inning. But apparently he was left out there because they couldn't call the bullpen because someone left the phone off the hook. Like, do you know anything about, like, baseball at all? Does this only apply to me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The Phillies are the most ridiculous. We were in the World Series in 09. And now we're, like, what, 22-50?
You guys are the new Mets. Congratulations.
It is embarrassing how bad they are when they have to pull in an outfielder. Oh, and they had to leave him in for another full inning because no one was telling the bullpen, hey, by the way, get someone in here to get this outfielder. Oh, dude. It's just embarrassment to sports. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Like I said, this is why
I don't really get into baseball. I don't really care.
I know you don't, but just, ugh.
Yeah. I've just been. I've been cranky. I've been cranky lately because of, not because of me personally, it's been great, but I've just been cranky because of just fucking everyone complaining, and I'm really sick of it.
What is everybody complaining about?
Just everything. Just fucking life, dude. Like, I've never, maybe I'm seeing things differently, but I'm telling you, dude, in the going on 9 years that we've been doing radio, I have never, ever, ever felt like more people complaining about the most insignificant shit.
You almost want to be like, what's so hard?
We have it too good.
Do you need a back rub?
No, we have it too good. Yep. That's what it is. I've already figured it out. We have it too good. Because it's kind of like, you know, when a rich kid, like, we have a lot of rich kids running around. And I don't mean that money-wise, just spoiled about the way this country is. Even rich kids will complain, like, I wanted the blue Corvette, you know? And that's what's happening. It's like, what do we complain about? I don't know. They shouldn't be yelling at fat women, I guess. Let's be mad at that. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? No, just as an example, like, you know, the Confederate flag thing about how if the other thing Obama said nigger in one of his speeches, you know,
that wasn't a speech, dude. He was on Mark Maron's podcast. He's on the What the Fuck podcast.
Whatever that.
Now, by the way, that's awesome for our medium.
God damn it. Fucking I want his booking person.
Just the fact that he's one of the biggest ones out there. He's one of the first ones ever.
He is.
So it would make sense for that to happen. But yeah, good for him. And like I said, man, that's good for our medium. Like, that when your fucking president goes on a podcast, and that's a strict podcast. That's just, you know, they record it one day and it comes up 2 days later or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
It's, like with us, everything is live and then we just kind of post it after the fact.
You're right. He should have been on our show.
He should have.
Yeah, but you know the problem is on our show, someone would have dropped the N-bomb before him and it would have been awkward.
I listened to the interview. It was a pretty good interview. I mean, Obama came off okay in that. And I know that, you know, the majority of people on the show aren't big fans of the Obama.
Celebrate
good Obama. Come on!
I'm going to be sad.
It's Obama, Obama.
When he leaves office and I can't play that drop anymore.
Celebrate good Santorum. Come on.
Yeah.
Game on.
No.
It's Santorum, Torum. I like it.
Is anybody else going to... Go ahead.
Do you think Obama's doing all this stuff because he knows he's going to be out in like a couple of months?
Yeah,
he's like,
he
doesn't give a shit at this point, dude.
Every president does this. This is well known. Every president goes on one of these, like, I don't give a fuck things towards the end. Like, and the last thing he'll do is he'll start pardoning a bunch of people. But that's expected. Right. Both sides do it.
He has senioritis.
Here you go, Dutch.
Oh. Well, remember in the beginning of his candidacy, he was on Between Two Ferns.
He was.
That is one thing I will give him. He figured out, I mean, because, like, remember when Clinton first went on, or you don't remember, but, like, there was a big hullabaloo when he went on
Arsenio Hall and played the saxophone.
Arsenio Hall, and everybody's like,
yep,
what's he doing? Why is he going on an entertainment show? And that kind of set the benchmark. And now, you know, he's just kind of, like, embracing the whole medium of internet shows, comedy stuff, you know. I mean, say what you. I mean, he's. I think he's a horrible president, but he's a likable guy. So
yeah, you know what? He, and as much as people wanted to make him different, he is just like George W. Bush. A likable,
and that's just, exactly
a likable guy you would want to fucking sit down at his place and have a beer with, but not a good president. You know what I mean? Like, that's the same thing.
They're all not good presidents because the system is
seriously. When's the last time
we're finished as a country? I've said this 1,000 times.
I believe unless there's some radical change in the 2-party system, I agree, and I don't think
that Rick Santorum is our man. I know.
You know what? The only man who could fix it, he's right in front of our eyes.
For our nation again. Maybe you the first time.
Yes.
I can't explain the level of fear I had towards you. In particular for bringing that song back.
You think you're mad? I got Ramcat singing it too.
2 weeks it was in my head, man. It's still in my head.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's going to be in my head for the next 48 hours. I know it. I'm sitting at work.
More like the entire year leading up to 2016.
I guess, you know, Dutch, the other thing that I would say, since I'm going to be grumpy old Royce today, is now since we're talking about politics, if you try to be an honest person, like, and I think we are, we may lean one way or the other, but we've always criticized both parties when they're being dipshits. Always. We always do that.
Right.
And I feel like there's so many people that are so hardline that you can't even go, well, you know, he might be doing that right. But remember when you can't, either side, you cannot criticize anything about anybody. You have to love them 100%. And that to me is creepy. You know, like I get creeped out by people that are like that. Like, are you talking bad about fucking Mike Huckabee? Like, yeah, I am. He's a Christian. You better not. Next president.
Nuh-uh.
Like, shut up. The fuck up. And Mike Huckabee, goddamn, he's ballsy because he's still running on that super god platform. I don't know if he's looked at this country, but that ain't gonna fly anymore, homeboy.
Doesn't fly anymore.
Like,
no one gives a shit. That worked years ago.
If he's learned anything from the last election, anything, is that you cannot run on that platform. It is not viable.
He hasn't learned anything because he has people praying for him to win.
Yeah, he knows nothing, John Santorum.
Do you think that we are going to be having a female soon? I hope it's not Hillary, but do you think Hillary's going to be?
I hope she does.
I think it's going to be Hillary.
Dude, you mean the amount of fodder we're going to have as a radio show?
No. As a radio show, exactly. But no, I wouldn't want her to be president because I think we're going to have enough fodder with her just running. I would like her to be the candidate. I wouldn't want her to win. But then again, there's no one on the Republican side that would want to win either.
Having Bill Clinton back in the office again, though?
I kind of want her to win. Not because I believe in her, just because I want her to be our president. Because who cares anymore? None of this matters.
At this point,
it's all just a joke. It's like the monarchy with the king of England.
Yeah, and Hammy, Royce, you wouldn't happen to be talking about those crazy cunts in that political group. Yeah, Hammy once invited me a while back, and I think you're in it too, Mitch, like this political group. And it's
but I think I left it.
And it's a militant, just left-wing, like crazy militant left-wing stuff where you sit there and you go, holy shit, there's people like this that exist, you know? And it's like one of those where even like Obama isn't left enough for them, kind of like that liberal. And I'm like, guys, everyone fucking relax, you know? But I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm getting old. I think that's what's happening, Dutch. I'm being honest. I know it may come across as a hypocrite, but I really miss the days when I could just make fun of 14-year-old girls for liking Reba and just have a good time. But right now I feel like there's just too many things that are just annoying, you know, that have to deal with the major issues like that. You know what I mean?
Is Reba still a thing?
I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, I'm hoping for a point, too, where we can just elect some sort of joke figure as a president. Because it doesn't matter.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
None of this matters. No, like Will Ferrell. Like Will Ferrell doing a bit for 4 years.
Would be pretty funny.
Donald Trump?
That would confuse the entire world. The planet. For so long.
Oh, we would scare the planet. We would never be fucked with again. I tell you that. They'd be like, these motherfuckers are nuts.
Yeah.
They're fucking crazy. First off,
China's talking to Japan like, what the fuck are they doing?
What's happening?
Or like we just elect Borat.
Like,
did you see
that? Awesome, dude.
The president did the higher state of speech like Harry Carey. What's happening? Hey, Norm. Fucking what's going on?
I'll tell you what. Ratings would be through the roof.
We're going to so bomb you.
Like, you imagine? Nobody would ever mess with us. I don't know what's going on over there. That country's fucking lost it. Just fucking lost it.
They didn't
President
even.
Farrell, I'm President Kerry.
But they didn't.
He just
even
doesn't break character for a full
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
For a week, yeah. He does characters for months. Just to,
that would be great.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
And then him and like Rachel Dratch, she'll just come in and like they'll do the lover character from SNL.
And then he shows up to funerals as the cheerleader.
Right.
I would
your face, Stu.
I would love to see
get off the fucking shed. Protect your pawn.
Oh fuck!
I would love to see debates between like Will Ferrell doing his characters, and then what's his face doing Borat, and then just like only do actors that can do impressions of other people.
Yes,
that's
right before this country collapses. That's what's going to happen.
And like, then somehow we elect President Camacho.
Five oh my times. God! Yes, please let's get Terry Crews.
5-time SmackDown champion. Like I just want to sarcastically start electing officials. I feel like we'd be better off.
That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse the Body Ventura were.
Hey, guest in the chat room, change your name.
No, Jesse the Mind.
The guest in the chat room says Will Ferrell's 30-second bits seem like 4 years already. Okay, well, okay,
exactly.
Give him a break.
He tries really hard.
Bunch of teams invented a condom that changes colors if you have an STD.
Yes, those fucking turncoats. Those fucking goddamn tattletales.
It's called the STI if it could prevent and spread sexually transmitted diseases and infections.
Watch what happens, Dutch. After you do a year of testing, it causes dick cancer.
A group of 13 and 14-year-olds just developed a, quote, smart condom that glows in different colors if it detects sexually transmitted infections.
We talked about this.
No, we didn't. This is new.
What if they're just, like, defective?
The condoms are different?
This is a brand new story.
Oh, wait, what about the condoms? Hold on. What?
Are they ribbed for your pleasure?
Creators Muaz Nawaz, Denali Ali, and am I reading an Onion article?
No, this is real.
No, it's not. Okay. And Sharang Shah from London's Isaac Newton Academy wanted to, quote, make detecting harmful STIs or STDs, as we like to call them, safer than ever without invasive testing. All right, they're mentioning cleverly named STI. Or STI. It's
read
STEY.
Faster.
Oh, great. Now we have to buy these $40 condoms.
Now the top health innovation prize in the city's Teen Tech Awards, intended to promote technology. I just want to see how this thing works. Let's see. Condoms use a built in indicator that changes to a different color depending on the bacteria or infection it detects.
Batteries must be changed daily. You have to make sure you recharge it into a wall outlet. And also, you have to every day apply a special electric safe lube to it. It's really convenient, guys.
Okay, you know, what colors do you think they elected for each particular? They have four ones they can detect. They have chlamydia, herpes,
herpes
HPV,
is red.
And syphilis.
Herpes is red.
No, herpes is yellow.
Oh.
Syphilis is red.
Syphilis is blue. You're 0-2.
Chlamydia is red.
Chlamydia is green.
What was the fourth
AIDS
one you
is
said?
Red.
There's no red. Purple's for HPV.
I guess
so. Green for chlamydia, yellow for herpes, purple for human papillomavirus, and blue for syphilis.
And now, Dutch, let's be honest.
Are the colors also flavors?
Oh, is the blue blueberry or blue raspberry?
It's grape.
Well, hold on. Here's a question though. If the person's already putting a condom on, they're already being safe not to transmit the disease. So why would you need a condom to tell you if they have a disease? It doesn't really matter. They're still wearing a condom.
I just like more information.
To single people out.
I guess a purple one, you'd be like, hey, HPV, we could deal with that, right?
Maybe it's just checking if the women have STDs.
Yeah, maybe it checks if you cunts have STDs.
Like I said, I like to have information about my own vagina. I want your penis to tell me what my vagina is doing.
14-year-old Indian kids who are the ones who invented this, which is brilliant, by the way.
So they've never seen sex.
Well, they said, we wanted something to make detecting harmful STIs safer than ever before so that people can take immediate action in the privacy of their own homes without invasive procedures by doctors.
Nerds.
Well, I'm glad they were doing that during their teen years because I was just drawing googly eyes with gel pens on my hand.
Go ahead and niggle back on this.
And look, you're making dick and pussy jokes on a radio show.
So it turned out well for me.
These guys are inventing things that'll prevent disease.
Yeah, that's great for them. Most real guys are too busy trying to figure out how to fuck chicks and just convince them you don't need a condom, you'll pull out. So I don't want to hear these guys are fucking nerds. Nerds.
No, do you want to understand what that does, though? Like, that basically means that you can take an STD test at your home now. You doesn't have, and the thing is, like,
by having sex,
someone's going to steal these kids' technology and just basically make it into like a paper thing. So you just wipe your vagina or dick with it, and then automatically you can see if you have something. Because if you're like, oh, I'm burning.
What happens if you have all four? Does it turn black?
Guess, change your name. Says, oh, the reason you have them is so you know the level of panic if the condom breaks. Okay, that's fair enough. Wait, what color was it? Oh, fuck. Purple? Oh, purple's fine. It's HPV. That's fine.
You were fine before. Yeah, purple's HPV. Exactly.
Purple be like, eh. Purple's when you go, meh. Meh.
Yeah. Yellow, it's like, no.
No, come on.
Green, yellow. I could take a pill for it, so I'm going to keep going.
What color is the condom prior to the color change?
It looks just magenta. Like a regular condom color, like that fleshy.
Because if it's transparent, what if your dick is already said color?
Oh, Sherry, I'm assuming in the chat room, I hope is that it says, Mitch and I use condoms one half times.
One half times.
One half times.
Yeah.
So you did it the first time, and then the second time, you got halfway through and just ripped it off?
Yep. And that was nice.
End of story.
Nice. Ask me how many times I use condoms with Kelsey.
How many times?
None.
She's a good girl.
How are things with your puppy?
I hate that dog.
See, I told her. See, I told her on Facebook. Joel hates her. She's like, no, he loves her. I'm like, all right.
I'm not really even playing it up for the radio so much. I know Kelsey's gonna be listening to this a little later, but the dog fucking hates me. So I'm not gonna love something that then despises me at this point.
Well, yeah, you're right. Why try?
I told you guys the bath story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ever since then, that little bitch has been. Dude, she does a thing now where she looks at, I'll bring her outside when she needs to go outside. She'll run around like a little crazy person. I'll throw her a little mini tennis ball. We'll come back inside. She'll run into the center of the living room, look back at me, and then take a shit, maintaining eye contact.
They do stare.
I want to punt this thing at this point.
I love your dog.
It's not that I hate the dog. It's just like, what the fuck, man? Like, why? We were just there.
But he didn't have to go then.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, at the first 2 weeks, I was all about, like, you know, okay, let's do the Caesar Milan way. Let's, like, you know, let's not make a big deal if she does it in the house. Now I'm just mushing her face into it, spraying her with a hose, and saying no. I smack her on the face.
Wait, spraying her with your hose?
No, like with like a squirt bottle. I don't actually smack her. But yeah,
with your dick.
Dude, I just, it's just. Now, Mitch, I can't even imagine your hell, because apparently your dog likes to shit on himself at this point.
He doesn't like to. He just happens to do it sometimes. Like today.
Who gets more frustrated, you or Sherry?
We don't get frustrated. We just clean him off. It's bath time for him when he shits on himself, so.
How often has he done it?
He did it today, actually. He was rolling around in it. I don't think he was meant to be, though. It just kind of happened. He was rolling around. And he,
you know, if you let that behavior happen, dude, he's gonna like intentionally find shit to roll in now.
Well, he's a puppy; they roll in shit.
Right, but where do puppies
and literally
where do dogs learn things when they're puppies?
Yeah, we taught him to stay.
Oh, there you go.
Stay in his own shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but he'll also learn that he has to have a bath every time he rolls through poo. Dogs don't usually
make sitting like have his shit dry on him. That's just mean.
Yeah.
I guess more what I'm trying to say is maybe change up what you're doing so he's not constantly rolling in his shit. Like, because obviously,
he goes outside and we have a half acre, so he has plenty of room to run around in. So
and he has plenty of room. And he'll take a shit and then roll it.
No, it wasn't. He took a shit and then he went somewhere else and went away, whatever. And then I think the neighbor was over there and was giving him a treat or something, and he rolled around and happened to have rolled in his shit.
Oh, puppy.
So it was more of a coincidence than anything. He's not rolling his shit on purpose.
I guess I'm viewing my puppy's behavior as like, I guess I keep looking at her as if she's anything more than just a dumb puppy. And I'm like, She's being vindictive. She's doing this on purpose. She's trying to teach me something. I'm not going to let her take the, you know what I mean?
You're getting you're getting bested by a dog.
That's what I'm feeling.
She has the better of you right now.
I hate it. What am I supposed to do? God damn it. I'm sick of this thing shitting and pissing in the house.
Take control. You're not.
I am. I've done everything I can so far. I mean, granted, it's only been 3 weeks, but like she's smart in every other aspect. But this one, and here's the thing. She only does it when I'm around. When fucking Kelsey's around, she's like a well-trained nun. She doesn't fucking do any of that shit.
You're not being aggressive. You're being dominant.
A dominant animal.
Yeah, Dutch, you just gotta, one, not show weakness and, you know, tell the dog firmly that it's not acceptable. Have a, you know, sit it down, have a nice long talk, you know, get some feedback.
Oh, we've had the talk.
You've had the talk.
She just looks at me and she's just like, you're not my real dad. I'm like, I know that. I haven't moved in yet, so it's not. And then we have this whole fight about like, you know, look, you know, I can never replace your actual father. I'm trying to do the right thing here. Give me a break. And then she calls me a faggot and I feel bad about myself.
Then what did the dog say?
Good one. Anyway, so yeah, these kids developed a condom. They developed a at-home STD test.
I read some other kids recently invented some polymer serum that's supposed to seal up wounds in like 15 seconds and make your skin start healing like almost immediately.
Dude, it's called super glue.
Star Trek
crazy
shit.
Glue.
No, it's like made from algae or some shit. I don't understand. Kids are getting way smarter, but also way dumber.
Well, no, Indian kids are smarter. Anybody from anywhere in Asia is getting smarter.
Oh.
Still smell bad.
Is that what you have on? That's your one up on them?
That's all I got. They just smell bad.
I guess, but they're inventing some smart shit.
Invent some new cologne.
Did you find that polymer thing or?
I'm Googling it right now.
No, what's Google? Is that like Bing?
Oh, I found a new Google thing. It's called Gazoogle, and it's basically it takes everything that you search for, and it speaks like it's a Snoop Dogg.
It's called Gazoogle?
Yeah, Gazoogle.
Oh, here it is.
Do Gazoogle and then search for More Like Radio.
No, I'm not doing that. But yeah, a 17-year-old invented an ingenious way to instantly stop bleeding. And, I think there's an animated GIF of them doing it. It says, imagine this, you're gushing blood, nothing seems to make it stop, then you apply a gel to your wound and the bleeding stops within seconds. You're healed within minutes. This is the premise of Vetti Gel, an algae-based polymer created by Joe Landolina, a 22-year-old who invented the product when he was 17. He's now the co-founder and CEO of Sunaris, a biotech company that manufactures the gel. It announced last week that it would begin to ship the Vetti Gel to veterinarians later this summer. Humans won't be far behind. When injected into the wound site, the gel can form a clot within 12 seconds and permanently heal the wound within minutes.
Shit.
Wow.
That's pretty fucking impressive. Dude. That's like Star Trek shit, right?
Starship Troopers. Remember aerosol?
Yeah.
That aerosol thing, yes.
I saw it this weekend and I was trying
still
to like,
holds
turn.
Up.
Says the science behind it says each batch of gel
they got me good, Johnny. You kill bugs good.
Yeah, see, where was the aerosol then?
Each batch of gel begins as algae, which is made up of tiny individual polymers. If you break those polymers down into even tinier pieces, it's kind of like Lego blocks, and you can put them into a gel and inject that gel into the wound site. Once it hits the damaged tissue, whether it's open skin or biopsied soft organ, livers, kidneys, spleens, the gel instantly forms a mesh.
Livers, kidneys, spleens, oh my.
It instantly forms a mesh-like structure, which means that on the one hand, the gel...
Wait, it moves out to Tampa and works at a strip club?
Yes.
Oh, you said mesh.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So on one hand, it's the gel will make a very strong adhesive that holds the wound together. And
on
then,
the other hand, it gives you AIDS instantly.
No.
Oh.
And then on the other hand, the mesh acts as a scaffold to help the body produce fibrin at the wound surface. And then fibrin helps repair the tissue over long term, which allows VitaGel not only to work fast in sealing the leaks, but actually heal the skin.
Fibrin sounds like a black lady who would work at Comcast customer service.
Is this available to the public anytime soon? Or?
It says it's going to veterinarians first, so they're going to test it on animals, I suppose, and then to humans. So
but,
not humans
but why,
not yet.
Why male models?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I just told you that.
Told you.
I'm sorry.
Hey, they're making a sequel to Zoolander, so it's probably going to be terrible, like the Joe Dirt 2 sequel.
Or the Dumb and Dumber one.
Zoolander. Right. Or the Anchorman one.
I like Jurassic World.
Did you?
Yes.
Apparently Jurassic Park was racist in this movie, I guess. Know.
Did you watch Jurassic World, Dutch?
No, I haven't. I still haven't seen
it. I like it. Chris Pratt's... Maybe I just like Chris Pratt.
I think you're
gonna like.
I might. I really might. Oh,
are you gonna like Chris
God,
Pratt when he's Indiana Jones?
Hold on, I'm looking. I'm sorry, I got distracted. I just saw the GIF in the chat room of the gel.
Yes, that's how it works.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
It stops right away.
Everything is cool when you're bloody yummy.
So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
So when our pal Dutch swims into the sides of swimming pools, we can just put the gel on his forehead.
Imagine, Dutch, if we had
perfect.
That gel.
Just dude, put, Preston put, and I would have been great.
You would have been jumped
just,
right back in.
Yep. Hey, caller, who's this?
Just put the gel on his nasal cavity so
Hi,
he caller. Can't breathe.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Is that Sherry?
It's me.
Hi, Sherrykins.
Are you drunk, Sherry?
I might be some drunk.
You might be some drunk.
You might be some drunk, huh?
I got tired of the chat, so I was like, I'm going to just call that.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, and I have had some wine.
What are you doing down there?
I'm visiting an agent and making videos.
I always knew you were going to do porn.
Ooh, but why male models?
Haven't you seen my website? I do so many nudies. By nudies, I mean three.
Well, no, it's all Mitch, though. If anything, he should be the one doing the porn, not you.
No, he hides in the garage. Not in the garage. He hides while I'm in the garage. Words are hard.
Mitch, would you talk to your woman?
I miss you guys.
Where did you...
I'm in Florida, yet I'm nowhere near you. And all I can think about are topless parties.
You are nowhere near us.
Yeah, you really are not even close to us.
Florida is a stupid
big
state.
I'm closer than I am halfway across the country. I'm not in Minnesota. I am in the same state as you, so I'm closer.
Sean, you're the same height as me. That is neat.
Hey, real quick, where did you, are you drinking by yourself or did you go out with somebody or what's going on?
I was drinking with a coworker. We've had three bottles of wine together. So I've had one and 0.5 bottles of wine.
Is your coworker a chick?
What? No, he guy.
It's he guy.
And we did sit ups. We did sit ups.
You're drinking wine?
Hey, guy, we drink much wine.
You're drinking wine with a guy in Florida? And Mitch, you're okay with this?
Ooh, yeah.
Nothing sexual. We did sit-ups and push-ups together, and I was mad at him when he decided to do push-ups. I'm like, I thought we were just doing sit-ups.
So he was doing push-ups on you while you were doing sit-ups?
You guys, that's missionary. That's what that's called.
That's called, yeah.
I have to say, we did sit-ups, push-ups at the same time. So we were both working our core together because we were both like, we're chubby and we need to fix this.
I'm getting a little irritated for Mitch. Is this guy gay or something,
Is he
Mitch?
There?
No, he looks like Rick Moranis, though.
So what happened after you drank the wine and did push-ups on each other? Did you get all sweaty and take your clothes off?
This is fucked up.
Yeah. No, he gave me advice on my gay coworker and how to deal with my gay coworker. So that was nice.
That's what they do.
And then he
gave
you a back rub?
On your chick, dude.
And then he gave you a back rub?
Yeah.
No, he gave me no back rub. He has wife and two children and loves
them very much. Oh, like that
matters. He's been talking about his daughter a lot this weekend. So he's sweet, and I want nothing to do with man with daughter.
Well, it's not that you don't. We know that you don't want anything to do with him.
Hold on. Shut up for a second. Dutch, just listen to what you said. I don't want anything to do with a man with daughters, which means if he didn't have daughters, he'd have a shot even though she's with Mitch.
Mitch, what are your feelings about this?
I keep telling Sherry, don't cheat on me if you're not going to bring money back.
I'm not cheating on you. I'm just drinking.
You're right. It's not cheating.
I like drinking.
I don't want you out waiting on me without bringing back their money. I want you to rob them blind first.
He built such a huge house recently. He was showing me so many pictures, and I'm like, yeah, so my house, trailer people. But I love my house.
Here's the thing. What you should do is hit on Sherry, what you should do is you got to hit on the guy enough to convince him to build like on your house.
I should try. And
you
then
should.
I went
help
to
both you and Mitch.
I didn't just see pictures of coworkers' house. I went to agent's house and I saw agent's house and I'm like, wow. Well, I'm like extreme lower class compared to you because I don't have a saltwater pool and topless parties. I imagine he has, if he's in Florida, South Florida, and doesn't
she
have topless parties,
drinks,
he's
Mitch.
Gay.
Every time, okay.
She's been like this every time I've seen her drunk.
Okay.
All the time.
Maybe I've always been distracted every time we've gotten drunk around you guys.
Go ahead, Mushmouth.
That's you.
Why did drunkdog.jpg just pop up in the Dropbox?
Oh, no, it's drunk doge.
Oh.
To get to the other side.
And it's because I couldn't... The one I wanted in Google Images was going to be broken when I pasted it into the chat room, so I needed to save it.
Just walk away. Hey, have you seen any of the have you seen the new Mad Max movie yet, Dutch?
I haven't. I was talking about my brother the other day, and he was even mad at me that I haven't seen it yet. So
was he Mad Max at you?
He was definitely Mad Max at me.
Damn, that sucks.
No, I need to. I think it's still in the theater, so I definitely need to go see that.
It was really good.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect yet?
No, I need to see that.
Aha!
Wait, the second one?
I haven't seen the first one.
He hasn't seen the first one yet.
Is the second one out?
Yeah, dude, the second one's out. It's hilarious, actually. It's very funny. Like, the shit they get away with in that movie, it's like... Wow.
How much full frontal's in it?
None. But it's pretty... Just the amount of racist shit they get away with in the movie because girls are saying it. That's one thing I've noticed, is that girls can get away with saying more horrible stuff in comedies than men can.
I agree.
And they really push it. They really push it to the limit in this one, dude. Like, Elizabeth Banks, she's hilarious.
Limit! Walk along the razor's edge.
What about the...
Have
you guys seen the Pokemon porn yet?
No, but I did read about it. There is a Pokemon-themed porn that came out.
Who?
Ashley. Really?
Have they put out, like...
The answer is Ashley.
Have they finally put out a Pokemon app? Because I would definitely play that, but they're refusing to release the rights.
No, actually, Nintendo just said that they're going to start making mobile games.
For the phone?
Yep.
Okay, well, good. It's about time.
I agree. I like PlayStation.
They were trying to push their dumb DSL thing. It's like, dude, I used to play those games all the time when I was a kid. It would be nostalgic. I would like to have that on my phone, but no.
So just download a mod on your phone and play NES
games. I tried that, and dude, the amount of battery it burned trying to run all those things at the same time really killed it. So,
did you see, I don't know if you ever played it, but you see Fallout 4's coming out?
Yes, I already pre-ordered the collector's edition that comes with my own little Pip-Boy.
Did you ever play Fallout 4, Dutch?
Or
Fallout
3,
I mean? Yeah, Fallout 3. Yeah, I can't be. Yeah, the Pip-Boy, it connects to your phone, which is pretty cool. Mitch, did you ever play Fallout?
I did, yeah.
They're making a 4, and you know how they have the Pip-Boys, like the arm control things? Well, the special edition comes with one that actually connects to your phone and works.
That's cool.
I love those games. I'm excited to buy that game legitimately when it comes out. That's what I'm going to do, of course.
I like Sherry.
I love
giggling.
Like the running commentary in the background.
I love Sherry's laugh. It's amazing.
Ooh, there's a trending. There's a trending hashtag on Twitter that's just called hashtag my podcast would be. We should get in on that one. Like, for example, hashtag my podcast would be how to do more than 4 pull-ups. Seems like that would be a short-lived podcast.
I don't get what that means.
I don't get what this whole that whole 2 sentences you just said there, Marie, made no sense to me.
Okay. Well, the hashtag is my podcast would be.
I heard that.
And then
that.
They complete the hashtag by saying what their podcast would be. And the one I read said that their podcast would be more than 4 pull-ups.
I heard that.
What's
it
confusing about
sense.
That?
So what I'm part trying to figure out why you're bringing it. So that
what
makes no
part
sense. To,
doesn't
do they
make
have
sense?
A podcast yet that like it's like a day by day or a week by week like thing with like, hey man, I lifted this much. Oh man,
no,
how
no,
much
no.
Did
hold
you
on,
lift?
John, hold on. Marie, what is the point is what I'm trying to get. Like, what is the...
Are you asking what's the point of Twitter?
The gist. What's the gist of the hashtag? You
the gist is saying what their podcast would be. And it's sarcastic.
Okay, so it's sarcastic. We've gotten that far. Could you please explain a few more?
Yeah, I'll
things?
Read. I'll read more, so maybe you can get the joke.
And me, and that,
I'll read. I'll
all
read more.
You
curmudgeon. Here's another one. Hashtag my podcast would be a discussion with people who don't realize they are being recorded as guests on a podcast.
I'm really glad. Well, I was going to say I'm really glad everyone has a podcast, but I guess everyone does have a podcast.
I'm pretty sure everyone does have a podcast.
My podcast would be about video games based in England and me for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh. God, he is. I try to be his friend and tell him, Ashley, people are blocking you and they're not talking to you anymore. And it's like, you understand.
Why is that?
Well, I'll explain. You understand it's because like everyone on the show, please, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But back
dude,
me publicly.
Doing the auto. Okay.
Because I'll explain.
I'm gonna, hold on. I apologize. Hold on. Before Royce does one of his signature bridge burning things, I'm stepping back and I want to say for the next 5 minutes, what you're hearing is not coming from Joel Dutch-Farian, but from Royce Scooter Lopez.
Okay, well, I'm going to click over to Mitch because he'll back me up.
This is not coming from the opinions of Joel. This is, I just want it. Dude, I always get lumped into these bridge burnings, and this is one that I do
burning.
Not want to get lumped in because I
this
like
is,
him.
As
so.
A matter of fact, what I'm about to say is not a bridge burning. I swear to you, it's
I'm
not.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything. Just I want to point that out for the listening okay. audience. I'm stepping back.
Because let's tell a story. This is what Ashley has been acting kind of different lately, and he's been trying to act. I don't know what the term is, but I told him to his face. So I'm not talking shit. So I said, you're trying to act like this bad boy that you're not, and like you don't know how to be like mean funny. You just come across mean. Like for example, Dutch. I don't know if you knew this, but I wanted you to hear this story. This is not I'm not insulting him. I'm just telling you a story. I swear to you. So Joe Coletta was following some chick on Twitter who has like a cam show. She has a lot of followers. So she told him, you know, that he was joking back and forth with her, and he took a video of himself like pretending to eat a pussy, but like with his fingers, you know. And he sent it to her.
It was hot.
Yeah, and he sent it to her, and she retweeted it. So he was excited because she has a lot of followers, and he was trying to get her on the show. Well, and then in this chat that you know all the MLR people are in, Ashley goes, oh, I would be ashamed if somebody flagged it. Ashley flagged it. Well, YouTube took the flag seriously and took the video down. So then the YouTube link that this woman was retweeting was dead. And on top of all that, Joe is now on 6-month suspension on YouTube because Ashley flagged his video. So Joe, of course, and got very mad. Very mad. And
rightfully so.
Holler.
Yeah,
rightfully
so.
Because with our medium,
exactly,
kind of, we're based in the world of
Twitter,
exposure,
Facebook, exposure,
retweets.
Yeah.
And if you do something to hurt that, you're hurting the show and you're hurting the station.
So
here's the shitty part, Dutch, is Joe wasn't doing anything at all directed towards Ash.
No, not at all.
He just
who's
took
being
it
funny.
He just wanted to be a dick, basically.
Yeah, so, and then he said, I thought it was funny. And then he goes, I don't care what you say. Like, he didn't even apologize. Like, he kept defending it.
Instead
and
of, like, maybe going, I didn't realize flagging was that important.
Yeah, right.
I didn't realize YouTube would have taken it that serious.
Joe got mad, and he'll tell you, Joe got mad because he wasn't going, oh, shit, my bad. I really didn't think that. he was defending it and trying to be cool guy, you know, like, oh, if you think it was funny. So Joe lost his shit and berated him. And then he made like this whole, if you listen to Coletta's show, this whole fake promo making fun of Ashley's show and stuff. It was hilarious. But he got really mad. So me, a bunch of people blocked him, and I rightfully so. I told him the other day, I go, listen, Ashley, I need you to know something. I miss the old Ashley. And so you see, you will agree with me because I'm not saying anything mean. This is all I said. I miss the old Ashley. I miss the Ashley that used to like his Pokemon, talk about video game, and just be funny. I don't know what occurred that turned you into this wanting to be this bad boy thing. Like, it doesn't work for you.
Bad boys, bad boys.
And I was like,
yeah, I'm not agreeing with any of that because I've never noticed it. So, again,
I guess you haven't, but that's because, I mean, am I the only one that's noticed this? I mean, if I am, I'll say sorry. Mitch?
Yeah, he hates pikeys and he wants to be a bad moo yachty.
Mitch, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I will take my words back if I am the only one noticing this.
No, he's totally the mean.
Meaner.
Mean route, but yeah. Not in the funny way.
Exactly.
Like, he's not funny. Like, I can tell someone, I can be mean to people, but it's funny.
Yeah, he's just being mean, and I don't get it.
Do you think MLR Live 3 changed him?
I don't know what it is, and I feel bad because he had a show on the station, and, like, you know, I told him to have the show, and I just miss the old Ashley, and I hope he understands what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what he's trying to reinvent himself as. It's just weird. It's just weird. And I know that
wait, he doesn't have a show anymore?
You know what isn't going to help any of this?
What?
Talking about it on the
air. I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't give a fuck. Right. At this point, what does it matter? Listen, I'm being way nicer than Coletta was about it. That's for damn sure.
Well, Coletta had every reason to be mad. And you know what? Yeah. I will say that's a dick move.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
This is like what I'm saying. It's like, imagine if it was like our video. We would be like, what the fuck?
If someone who was our friend...
did that, we would be upset.
Did that to one of our videos, and then something that was getting traction.
Yeah.
Even if it was a small amount of traction, whatever. Just every little bit helps. Yeah. And if you got any of our videos removed...
Well, imagine if, like, the Phil Lord video got flagged for whatever reason.
We'll be mad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever. I don't want to get too... I just wanted to absolutely... I have to say, it's been weighing on me, and I wanted to get it out there. And I feel better now. This show's great for me. I just feel great. I feel way better than the beginning of it. I feel like I've just vented. I've just let stuff go.
Right.
It's fantastic. I don't know if the listeners like it or not, but, man, it makes me feel good.
I think the majority, or at least what I get out of this show, I think it's just therapy for all of us.
It's great, isn't it? Like,
and
it's
for, just, I guess for whatever reason, people find it entertaining.
It's ridiculous.
I feel with this one, this show in particular, we're just shooting the shit with each other.
Yeah.
Talking about our lives, our weekends, this, that, the other thing. Venting about certain things.
Yeah, and it's just, I think this show, the reason this show is more venting too is because it's like the very first show we do after the weekend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like, you know, all this shit's happened. By tomorrow, we've gotten this out of the way. We could joke around more and talk about, you know,
right.
Talk about that. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I always feel, Topaz, I'm flagging everything now.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
Dude, that's the worst thing I think we've ever done. Now our asshole listeners are going to be going through.
Nah, I don't think so. Oh, if they do, whatever.
Or maybe not our asshole listeners. Maybe listeners for shows that we've
If you had. Flag our videos, there's going to be no more Sterling photos.
Uh-oh.
No, I love Sterling.
Yeah. No more Sterling.
No.
No more Sterling.
If you you're right. I agree. If you flag a video, we will kill Sterling.
No. Don't.
I just won't post any more pictures.
You know what? Tell him. If that's the conditions, then I say flag every video we have.
No.
No more.
I hate that breed.
No more Judge. No more Judge.
Hey, whoa.
Now, if you want to find our videos to flag, it's youtube.com/thecousinjoeshow.
Yeah, there you go.
No more Judge.
She's still stuck on that.
Hammy says it's therapy for him just to listen to our show.
Really?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm on Team Royce and Mitch with the discussion. I was one of the people that unfriended him.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention. Like I said, I don't.
It's just
I want
fun.
Arm's length on all this drama. I don't. I just want. Can we just have fun?
Yeah. But no, I'm having fun. I am having fun. This is fun for me. Because
no, not we. Now, I know we do. When I say we, I mean the we station collectively rather
right.
than obviously you and like people directly connected to the show. Yeah. But
yeah, I know.
It was one of those things for me. I'm like, you quit. So you're not a part of the station. You're not acting like my friend. Why am I still interacting with you?
Oh, whoa.
You know what? You're right. We should take the Confederate flag down.
He's taking a harder stance now.
Well, I am a very patient person, and I'm a very caring patient.
Oh, shit.
I'm a very caring person. I'm understanding.
No, you're none of the things you just said.
I'm logical and see both sides of a situation and usually talk people down from reason.
I don't agree with anything you just said about you.
I know you don't, but that's the way it is. And when I try to talk to you level-headed and nothing comes of it several times, and I'm no longer getting enjoyment out of you as a person interacting with me, then I say, why am I trying anymore?
Yeah, Kevin, why don't you edit some fucking videos?
Oh, you whore.
Not on him anymore.
I'm one of those people that will always give someone the benefit of the doubt multiple times, but once I've decided once and for all you were useless to me.
Yeah, when Marie makes up her mind about something,
Oh, by the way, good news. So I want to say, since we want to talk
news
about people on the station, Hammy got a blowjob recently already.
What? Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, Hambone.
Oops.
Yeah, tip assist.
I am very happy.
Hammy.
His wife just handed him divorce papers a few weeks ago, and he's already getting blowjobs, man.
Hammy is looking great. He has a great profile. I think he's had 2 dates.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's a fucking player.
Now, his personality, on the other hand,
he's so good.
A little bit.
Hammy is on fire.
Yes, he is. He really is.
Hammy is on fire.
Yeah, Western Echo, slow clap. I was so excited for him. I mean, you know, and he was even posting on Facebook that people thought that his divorce was a radio bit. No, no, it's not. This is like for realsies. And just super excited that this guy's already getting blowjobs. I mean, that's amazing turnaround. That's a turnaround. You know, you can't ask for a faster turnaround than that.
I like to call it Florida.
I do not feel one bit bad for putting my tits all over him.
See, not even a little bit.
Oh yeah,
like you're doing with
not
your
even a little
like
bit.
You're doing it with your coworker right now.
So, yeah, you godless whore.
Oh, Tammy in the chat room had a date in a BJ Saturday, another date and possibly fucking on Thursday. We nice. Already exchanged nude pics.
Yeah, Hammy.
Blow job, Hammy. Woo.
If anyone deserves happiness, it is Hammy. I am so glad for him. Good job, Hambone.
When I first,
I'm so proud
when
of
you guys
you.
First broke the news to me last week, like that shocked me. And actually, Kelsey just got up on the news from looking at the Facebook threads this the other day. She was like, what? Like, she was shocked by it, too.
I wasn't.
Good for her.
I'm not shocked.
We're not shocked.
Not one bit.
Well, I think all of us individually had asked Hammy at one point or another, like,
why are you
so
with her?
So, what?
Jesus. No, that's literally what we asked him.
When all the girls were
naked in there. Like,
dude, the lack of couth from you Minnesotan people is just, it's astounding, hysterical, and entertaining, but it still takes me by surprise. You have to give me a second every once in a while.
We just kept saying, this would never happen at home. This would never happen. You know, she would never like this. Like, why are you doing?
Like, what? What's up? Like, what's going on?
Well, hey,
I believe I was drunk and went to Kelsey Marie and I was like, guys, let's go huddle Hammy. And we all put our boobs on him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys all molested
and glorious.
Him.
Maul says, while she's busy being a bulldog, Hammy's getting blowjobs. She's doing her dumb homework or something, probably.
She's a long-time listener.
Yep.
If you've listened to Brace Do It, any
it's great.
Point of fashion, homework was always like, oh, yeah, my wife's doing her homework. You're like,
yeah, that's code for your wife fucking
wow,
hates everybody.
Was that an inside
your
reference?
Wife fucking hates everybody
funny,
on the station.
Funny. Whoa, wow.
Also, may I say, how goddamn fucking, speaking of Brace Do, Punchy, how pissed he got because Punchy posted something on one of Dennis's posts, and I said, because Punchy recently crashed his new Prius. And
he wrecked again?
Yes, and I
he
wrote
shouldn't be allowed to
hold
drive
on, you're gonna like
that
this
dumb sot.
You're gonna like this better though. Hammy immediately posts in the chat room, like, oh, fuck it. In the More Like Radio chat room, oh, fucking punchy crashes Prius again. And then, of course, I made a joke about it, too. Like, at least he didn't crash his Prius. And Hammy, and Punchy got legitimately mad. I was like, fucking Hammy's a blabbermouth. He can't keep his mouth shut. And I go,
what are you expecting?
We're radio people, you idiot. You can't crash your Prius.
Who's this going to tell us? You don't think he's going to sit there and smash you the next time you guys get on the air together?
Of course, I would. I would immediately.
We were all really glad to hear that the Prius that we had made fun of Hammy for buying. We're like, oh, thank God, that's done. Hopefully he won't buy another stupid Prius.
He has had so many accidents. His insurance rates must be ridiculous.
He should just start like buying unicycles or something.
Or get a pair of glasses or something. I don't know what's wrong with this kid. He crashes into everything.
No lenses.
Maybe deer just keep jumping out in front of his cars.
I understand. They do. Deers are whores.
Deers are whores?
Deers are whores and jump out in front of you.
Sherry. Sherry.
Yeah, your face.
You're drunk a mess.
Shut up. Shut up.
I love how like I was immediately defensive she got. I was laughing at you because you were cute.
Aww.
Mitch, you going to take
like,
that?
Yeah,
I love you.
I mean, just like right now you're being funny.
Not like all those other times.
No, yeah, just now.
Oh, God. You can listen to Brains Through Radio live Friday at 6 p.m.
So please, God, do. You're going to have some fun real-life updates from that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Hammy, the one thing I will always... He is the most honest person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When it comes... Dude, you think we spill our, you know, our guts on the air? Like, that guy really lays it out.
Yep.
With everything. So, if you want, like, legit, honest radio, tune into Brains Through.
Oh, man. Fuck, oh, we're at 30 midnight. Christ.
Blowjobs. Good for
After
him.
Midnight, you little old hangman.
I feel like a blowjob is a dirtier thing to give on the first date than actually giving up having sex.
I do, too, and I don't know why.
I know why. Because sex is mutual. A blowjob, you're only giving, not receiving.
I was thinking more like the cleanliness factor, because let's just say... Like, let's say you haven't showered, like, early, and maybe you took a shit during dinner or whatever. Like, if it's a little, like, funky down there, you're not going to smell it so much if you just have sex. When you
that
just
too.
Stick your face
what
down there,
like that
like,
sort of thing.
I'm trusting that you're clean. It's like...
True.
It seems more dirty, like a girl is like, I don't give a shit if it's clean or not. I got to suck this dick.
Yep.
Jack.
Jesus Christ, Sherry.
Hold on. I need a song. Tell me, help me out here.
I don't know.
Or you find one.
I'll find one. No, I am not. I will not. No, I will not. No, I got one, though. Don't worry.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
Help me out here. Sorry.
By the way, tomorrow is Hippo Juice, so make sure to stay tuned for that. And following that, we're going to be doing a True Detective show to replace the Game of Thrones show for right now. We're going to be talking about True Detective. Oh, Facebook! Look on Facebook for More Like TV. Like that page. That's going to be our show page. That
we had to say More Like TV because we're going to switch up the TV shows.
Yes.
Also, if anybody is going to be in South Florida on Sunday, there's a Deadpool.
I'm in South Florida.
You're not that South Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, John?
Yeah, June 28th, this Sunday, at Tate's North, I'll be dressed up as Deadpool, and it's a meetup for Deadpool Day.
So tomorrow should be a fun show. I believe we're going to have Mark, maybe Jesse, who knows, but it's going to be fun, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Anything else we need to plug, Dutch? Why are you better, right?
Exactly. Royce, why are you better?
Well, I am better than you because I don't need glow-in-the-dark condoms to tell me I have AIDS.
Mitch,
I am better than you because I held off three Sterlings Chris Pratt style.
Nice.
Sherry, if you can you tell us why you're better than everybody listening?
I am better than you because so much wine. Yay! Wine!
Thank you, Sherry. Johnny Cakes and Sherry.
I am better than you because I can show old people how to use the shutter speed on a GoPro.
Good callback, buddy. Marie?
I'm better than you because I blindly trust my husband when he says that a character from Orange is the New Black is actually two characters.
That's right. Oh, I want to smash you guys so bad, but you moved on so quickly from that one. And I am better than you because I've never hit an athletic trainer with a kettlebell. So, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow. More Like Radio. See you next week.